You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 57, Blowin' in the Wind by Bob Dylan. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Well, it's about time that I got to a Bob Dylan track, and I'm starting with the song that moved him from a simple folk singer to a cultural phenomenon. We'll uncover the lyrics of this song, which looks at social injustice and its solutions, in just a moment. But first, a little background on Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan, whose real name is Robert Allen Zimmerman, was born May 24, 1941 in Duluth, Minnesota. At the age of 10, he ran away to Chicago, and at 13, he joined a Texas carnival. But his life changed just before that, at the age of 12, when he learned to play guitar. After forming several bands in high school, including the Golden Chords, he left school, noting in the yearbook that he was leaving to follow Little Richard. In 1960, determined to become a professional musician, he changed his last name to Dylan, after the poet Dylan Thomas, and embarked on a journey down Highway 61 to visit Woody Guthrie, one of his influences and a folk song legend. Guthrie at the time was paralyzed with Huntington's chorea. While in New York, Dylan began performing in local coffee houses and developed a significant following of fans. Through his reputation, he was invited to be the opening act for blues legend John Lee Hooker at Gerd's Folk City. 5 months later, he performed again at the venue, leading to a positive review in the New York Times by music critic Robert Shelton. After seeing the review, Columbia A&R man John Hammond located Dylan and signed him in the fall of 1961. The next year, Columbia released Dylan's self-titled debut album, made up primarily of blues and folk standards with a couple of originals. But the breakthrough album for Bob Dylan was the follow-up, entitled The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, released the next year in 1962. The album, which was almost all Dylan originals, would establish him as a songwriter without equal and contain many of his earliest and best-known songs, including A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, Masters of War, Girl from the North Country, and this song, the lead-off track on side one, Blowin' in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
The melody of the song comes from an old slave song called No More Auction Block, but the words are completely Dylan's, which he reportedly wrote in 10 minutes. The song focuses on the injustices with regard to peace, war, and freedom, and the philosophical answers one can reach by looking inward. While the questions are rhetorical and have no documentable answer, the song simply suggests that the answer is in the wind, implying that the solution to these injustices can be found in oneself.
Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Blowin' in the Wind has been covered by dozens of performers, most notably Peter, Paul, and Mary, who released their version prior to Dylan's, and Joan Baez, whose own covering performance was covered, albeit nearly in the nude, by Jenny in the film Forrest Gump. The song was listed as number 14 in Rolling Stone magazine's 2004 list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. And the song also carries with it a humorous case of plagiarism. In 1962, prior to the release of the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, the lyrics to the song were published in a songwriting magazine called Sing Out. Laura Wyatt, a senior at Milburn High, found the lyrics and performed them for his band, the Milburnaires, claiming he had written the song. His bandmates excitedly learned the song and set out to perform the track at their school's Thanksgiving concert. Bob's album with his version came out shortly afterwards, and the students in the school were convinced that Bob had stolen the song from Laurie. Needless to say, the matter has been resolved, and not only is Wyatt the center of an urban legend about the song, he's a little embarrassed about its inception.
Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.